You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Dante, you're drinking already.
Shut the fuck up.
You're that drinking Christmas already, bullshit, dude.
It's not even Thanksgiving yet.
What do you got? It's Christmas time, dude.
This is Ardbeg Scotch.
And I'm drinking some scotch
in a Tactical Brewing Co. glass.
That's nice.
Yeah, it is.
We got some listeners in the studio today who brought us a Johnny Walker bottle of Blue Label here. Look,
yeah,
at
that's
this,
a $250 bottle.
Is it
of booze
really?
Right there, yeah.
You kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
These
you.
Don't look like $250 guys, though. I mean,
with their power combined.
Right. We'll have you guys on at the end of the show docking.
Yeah, he definitely went immediately
Bros
to docking.
Of the week. We appreciate it. We will always take booze over here. Dick got a little hoard this morning, D'Anthony. Two things. One, new flavors for Hard AF Seltzer are out. They are into the world, and they are available to ship on hardafseltzer.com. Pina colada and watermelon. Those guys are out into the world. Now, that's shipping online only right now. Those will start rolling out in the stores in Tennessee and Florida, I believe, next week. We're selling out rapidly, which is fun, but also because of Thanksgiving, everybody wants to get fucked up. Their family's coming in town. A lot of hits and misses there.
Well, there's some hits on the Drinkin' Bros store as well. If you want to pull that up, Bob.
Yeah, what do we got?
I think we've got a drunk and ready to talk politics shirt that might come in handy.
Is that real?
I doubt you'll be able to get it by Thanksgiving since it's in 2 days.
Yeah.
You can definitely get it before Christmas. I think it's in the seasonal.
The seasonal wear there. Yeah dude. Go to drinkingbros.com, click on the store. We got a ton of shit in there.
And while you're going
the
places
flannels,
and clicking
I'm wearing this flannel everywhere. It's on the back of my chair.
Yeah, they're real nice.
Yeah.
While you're going places and clicking on shit, make sure you like, subscribe, review, and all that bullshit that we always ask.
It helps. It helps. Today we're on the old Patreon. The flannels are legit, by the way. Everybody was asking about the France Press episode. They're fucking awesome. I wore another one into the studio today. It's been raining here for like
we got the three different, so we've got the Defund Politicians. We've got the Crest logo.
Yep, I got the Crest logo back there.
And then we have Drinking Dads, which is for all you daddies.
For your fathers out there, yeah. I'm going to get one for my dad for Christmas. Yeah.
I think maybe we need a Drinking Daddies version of that.
Or Zaddies?
I don't know what Zaddy. Yeah. Why is he?
It's the new thing. Giorgio, do you want to chime in there and let the people know what a Zaddy is?
And I don't want people to get confused between the Z, Zim, Zer pronouns. This has nothing to do with that.
Correct.
This is just when you have a girl who's been dicked down so much she can no longer pronounce D's, so she calls you Zaddy.
I don't think that's accurate.
Yeah, it is.
No,
it is.
That's way too much. That's a weak backstory for completely changing a word.
No, you lose your speech, dude. If you're getting dicked down that good, you physically
I'm
can't
looking
talk.
Up the word zaddy, a sexually attractive man, especially an older one who is fashionable or charismatic.
Yeah.
And there's a song by Ty Dolla $ign called Zaddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. Zaddy became so widely used. Blah, blah, blah. Calling it a word to watch. Valiant attempt. Attractive or fashionable person. So it's a daddy who's also hip dressed. It has nothing to do with her fucking face hole getting fucked so hard she can't pronounce
whoa,
the word anymore.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
No one said anything about that.
Said the face hole. We didn't say anything about the face hole.
There's no amount of fucking you can do to a vagina or a butthole that will change the way someone speaks.
That's different.
No.
Yeah.
I'll fucking put that shit to the test.
Speaking in tongues, dude. Tongues.
Parcel
it happens.
Tongue.
Yeah. I mean, you really start going to a place that you've never been before.
Looks like she's drinking 10 gallons of water at once.
Yep. It's a journey. It looks like it's something out of What's the fucking horror film when she starts spitting up all over the goddamn place?
The Grudge?
There he is. No,
no,
it's the
Carrie.
Other one.
The Ring.
No,
I thought
the first
Carrie was the one where her head
Exorcist.
Spins. Oh, the Exorcist. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's when it all kicks in. You start spitting up pea soup all over the place. Speaking of spitting up pea soup, I bet you Zuckerberg woke up this morning. It was Ralphing a little bit. They're trying to oust him here, D'Anthony. Trying to get him out of the old Facebook. We've seen this in every tech documentary, so
yeah.
We know that it is definitely going to happen. We just don't know when.
I'm surprised he's lasted this long. I mean, he's,
same.
He's a good coder, but he's not a very good businessman.
No, and he's a fucking dick. Like,
well, he's autistic. You know what I mean?
Is he?
Yeah. He doesn't know how to be a human being.
I didn't know he's autistic.
What, have you not been paying attention to everything he's done?
I watched the movie. I thought it just seemed like a fucking dork, like a dorky guy. They didn't say anything he had autism.
He's clearly got Asperger's. But, yeah, he's going to be off-putting. I mean, it's no surprise that he is with an Asian woman because they've got weird social skills as well.
Yes,
right?
Yeah.
So that's a match made in heaven. But he runs primarily, I think, on... Sweet Baby Ray's.
Yeah.
Not on pea soup.
Okay.
So if he's vomiting, it's going to be that.
All right. So this report, by the way, there has been a lot of rumors, but it got so intense that Meta spokesperson had to come out to Reuters today and deny the reports that he's stepping down next year. So for me personally, when I saw this article and I read that he was stepping down, usually... it's because everybody wants you fired, right? Especially your board. Meta's down, what, 70% this year stock-wise?
Yeah.
So I'm not real shocked by this. I'm shocked that he wants to stay.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he feels like it's his, right?
Well, let me ask you.
Not like...
But you personally,
not
right?
Like he doesn't want somebody else running it, but like he feels a responsibility to it, I would guess.
But like with you personally, how long has it been going on now? For 15 years? Facebook, maybe longer.
Since 2002, I think is when it. Well, 2003 is when they started letting non-college people on. I believe.
Okay, so 20 years at this point. Do you really want to put up with this fucking bullshit anymore? Like, I mean, I can't think of a company that I would, after 20 years, be like, oh no, I have to have this. Having billions of dollars,
well, that's
he
why
owns half of Hawaii.
Yeah, that's why he's doing the metaverse stuff now. He's on to the next challenge, but he's using internal company assets and financing to do it. I mean, he probably should have done what Elon Musk did, which is not Musk Co. that owns Tesla and owns SpaceX and owns Twitter, but it's separate companies.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
You don't move money from one to the other. The metaverse is a completely separate thing than anything that's going on in Facebook or Instagram or any of the other platforms that he owns. You know what I mean? It's different. He should have set it up as a different company and found outside financing, because then you're not funneling profits from a profitable organization into one that's not profitable yet, which is that's a horrible business decision to make.
Mm-hmm.
And two, there's going to be people that are interested in the fucking augmented reality universe, the AR and VR universe, that want to invest in that shit.
Yeah.
Like, dude, Elon Musk did not have any trouble finding people to help him finance Twitter.
He sure didn't.
Not at all. And if Zuckerberg 3 years ago would have said, hey, we're working on the augmented reality and virtual reality shit. We're going to start a separate company. It's going to partner with Meta, but not be part of Meta. And we're going to publicly finance it and blah, blah, blah.
He would have gotten a gajillion dollars.
Like that. And the top talent would have come over there to try to work in that environment as well.
Yeah.
But they're not going to come work at Facebook.
No, I agree. And, you know, I pulled up the old 52-week high and low for the stock of Facebook right now. These numbers are shocking, and this is why they want him out of there. So the 52-week high this year was $352.71.
What is it, 108 right now?
The 52-week low was $88.
But right now it's 109.
It's 110 right now. Market's still alive right now. So it's still going on, but still, man, that is, fuck, it's almost close to 80%.
A company where the value of it is in some way, and in this case, a very large way, tied to the public value of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
The stock price that makes it even worse that you're going to funnel profits out of that into a fucking separate division in the company that's not going to make money for 10 years, probably. Like, right. That is a death spiral. Why the fuck would you have ever done that?
I don't know. Giorgio, by the way, real quick, because you had a date last night and you said it was a tech girl who got 3 months of severance.
She did.
So according to the Austin Statesman, which is our paper here, Facebook laid off 222 employees in Austin specifically yesterday. So maybe it was fucking Meta, dude.
No, she worked for a Web3 company, actually.
All right.
But we can laugh about that later. Sure. I had a real question for you guys. So yeah, Facebook's still with 1.62 billion average daily users. Mm-hmm. What do you do as the CEO of that company when your ad platform, when Apple introduces the non-tracking feature in the phone where 96% of the users opted out of ad tracking across platforms? What do you do as Facebook? Like, your selling point is your ads. That's how you make money. When the rug gets pulled out from under you, how do you pivot that company to something else?
I'm glad you brought that up real quick, if you don't mind, because Jared actually had said Facebook ads are making a comeback. I disagreed with that, and I think that's the exact question that everyone should be answering, because that's where their moneymaker was. And then, Dan, you spent a lot of time dealing with ads specifically on Facebook and ad spend. What are companies going to do?
Well, it's not that you can't run ads or even effective ads on Facebook anymore. It's that the CPMs are going to be quite a bit lower now than they were before, because it's far less targeted.
Right, I was going to say, you don't know who the ad is going to before specifically. You could dial down to region, age, what their interests are. They don't, because of all the data they gather, they don't know who you are, but they can tell you everything about you. So the person who's serving you the ad doesn't really care as long as it's the person they're trying to attract.
Yeah, right. It's 360 or so data points that is very predictive of behavior, right? Mm-hmm. So, but a lot of these data points are already self-submitted on Facebook's platform. So they don't have to go to any other sites to do this stuff. Like it used to be, I had a website, drinkitbros.com. And on that website, there was a Facebook tracking pixel, which is a one by one. It's a pixel, right? One by one picture that has some code in it that follows you randomized around the internet after you leave my site. And it tells me what kind of, it scrapes. It's required by law to do this. It scrapes all your personally identifiable information off. So your name, it'll keep your age, but your date of birth gets sent out. Certain things are allowed. Certain things are not allowed to be captured there. And then it grabs your behavior along with the 1.76 billion other people's behavior and creates models like a white dude in Texas in his 40s with two dogs is more likely to buy this product. And it's so good that you think they're listening to you when you're talking on the phone, right? That's how good it is. I've seen it work. It's not, there are some cases, Samsung's been caught peeking through the phone from time to time.
Oh, yeah. And fridges.
And through their televisions and shit.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, I've seen this software work in real time, and it is so, it's so accurate that they can predict your behavior, right? That's what it is. So you take that part away, but only part of it, not all of it. You're still able to make good predictions based on all the data you've collected so far. That data didn't go away.
Mm-hmm.
That data still exists somewhere, so you can still operate on it. Now you're just, it's like shooting with a shotgun instead of a rifle. It's going to be less effective, and you're going to have to get closer to people. But that's a problem for marketers. You have to get more creative with your stuff. You have to make stuff that appeals. You have to make single pieces of content and ad content that appeals to a broader group of people, right?
Yeah,
this is Facebook should not be struggling like this. They're struggling because they're not going out of their way to help the people that advertise on their platform.
Well, I've got one other theory to this, is how much of it is people are just spending less time on Facebook. To me, it is no longer cool anymore. I think the private groups are cool, but those are specialized into groups that I personally love. I know that I'm going to get the content that I want out of the private groups. All of our Drinking Bros Facebook private groups, that's where I spend the majority of my time. Drinking Bros Sports.
I think it's like that for a lot of people. Dan Cummins has a big one too.
I don't like my own personal feed.
Yeah, like, it's stupid.
Whenever I go to my personal platform, like my feed.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
It's trash.
It's trash.
It's been that way for a decade.
But I like to go into the private groups.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot in there. However, there is no ads in there. We don't allow them in ours. And we've got, what, over 800 of them in different Drinking Bros groups, including every single state. But there's no ads. You're not allowed to post, like, GoFundMes unless it's once a year. There's a bunch of rules.
Let me cut you off there. That's kind of the point, though. Like, if they can keep you as a user and you only use it for groups specifically, so you just kept going to the platform and kept using it, you still, like, for a while, had to have the app downloaded, which in the terms of service meant that they were allowed to track you through other apps on your phone and when you did other things. So Facebook still knew about all that, even though you only used it for the talking on the group and you only used it to collect all your groups together. They still made a product that, like, you opted in for them to then track you and then sell you stuff.
Yeah.
So it's, I think that's kind of the big sticky issue with it all, is that if they do make a product better and we do want to use it, then they're going to get us. Or if we're moving away from it but still have a Facebook account, like, they can still siphon data off of us.
That's the lazy solution to the problem. The right. Smart solution to the problem is to capture eyeballs and then put ads in front of eyeballs no matter where they are.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So, like, imagine the same way that we can do with our YouTube channel. Somebody with a large private Facebook group could turn on advertising in that group. That they would make a fuckload of money on that.
And the other parts of what Dan is saying about being creative as far as marketing goes, I enjoy when I get things that I actually want that are in my feed that I might not necessarily have. Yes, Instagram ads has done a really good job of it. For example, yesterday, I went down a rabbit hole of a company. They're not a sponsor. I have no idea who these people are. I'm just a fan. It was it's called Roots of Fight. They have the coolest, like, apparel, t-shirts, clothing, kind of sweatpants and shit like that. It's a little pricey, but I'd never heard of this company. I thought their products were great. I knew the shorts that they had from another company, Homage, that I like as well. And I guess maybe I'd bought some from Homage and they crossed it over from there. But, like, I was amped to get that ad in my feed where it was like, oh shit, that's something I would ask my wife for Christmas that I enjoy. However, it is very rare.
And the only way they're able to do that is because of everything that they've gathered from you. And now Apple closed that off and is starting their own ad platform the same way Google does. Google is Facebook's biggest competitor as far as ads, because basically Google is the front page of the internet where you're searching everything. And they're building all, and they have all this data on you. You'll see Apple's going to shut off the tracking for third-party apps through their first-party apps, so apps that Apple owns, will start tracking you like they have before. In the same way, like, it can recommend stocks that are moving because it knows what stocks you've looked at are the same way. Like, all these things used to be beneficial for you. Apple will eventually release an ad platform, most likely first starting in the App Store and then possibly spread out to other places, possibly like health and wellness app. You might start getting ads there specifically for things that you could use or want or need.
But they're
squeezing Facebook out.
Exactly. And I understand that.
It's not going to work, by the way. That the more Google is leveraged to try to squeeze Facebook and other advertising platforms out, the less efficient their product has become. And Google ads, Google search ads, which is the most purchased ad in the world, right? Even in third world countries where they still fucking write ads on paper and tape it up places, Google ads are the most utilize ad platform in the world, Google search ads, and they're down like 60% year over year.
Yeah.
I mean, a huge amount. And it's not because they're not effective. It's because people have lost trust in Google because of the censorship on that platform. That little fucking note you see at the top when you Google something like myocarditis and it says results are changing fast.
Yeah.
Like, all right, cool, man. 50% of the population that uses that platform now thinks you're full of shit.
Yeah.
So just having that in the back of their mind when they see a company's ad pop up there, it's associated. It's like, oh, that's probably full of shit too.
And as an investor who has been in the stock market for off and on for 20 years, and I'll get out when I feel it's too risky, and I don't take too many risks as far as stocks go. The two that I'm looking at next year, especially during a recession, are Apple and Amazon. But for the reasons that you mentioned about Apple, how they're creating their own ads and all that other shit, and plus the apps are endless and they're just fucking printing money off of that. And then Amazon, for what Dan has talked about in the past with AWS and the ability to store all this shit. So
exactly, Ross. Like, Apple owns the platform. They own the they own all the phones, yep. So then they can charge whatever they want. And that's what Facebook's play was with the metaverse. They were trying to get in. And
but it just didn't work.
It's just Ma Bell all over again. It's NBC, actually. Maybe you know this, maybe you don't. But General Electric, GE, mm-hmm. one of the oldest companies in the country, owns NBC.
Yeah.
They started NBC. And they were the first to ever do live video, not live video, but video programming, right? To put in on broadcast networks that wasn't like the news or something, sitcoms, whatever the fuck else you want to call it, just so they could put their products mm-hmm. into the fucking shows and advertise on them. That's the only reason television exists.
Yep.
The only reason this show exists
yep.
is because of the advertising behind it.
And there was a producer when I very first started in Hollywood. It was talking about television and pilot season and all that stuff. And you know, as an actor, you're like, oh man, I love the script, or I think this would be great. And he said to me, he goes, your only job is to exist to serve ads and sell ads. And if that show can do that, it doesn't matter if it's great or if it's a piece of shit. You're just selling ads for half hour or an hour. Yeah, and
that's the business, though. So you got to figure out
how to make something great to get people to watch or listen, like a podcast.
But it's not just it's not just about the content being great, because something can be extremely funny. Comedy doesn't do a great job of selling stuff typically, because the comedy that we grew up with was mostly short form or comedy inside of sitcoms and stuff like that. They do well for eyeballs, but historically not the best direct response performance, mm-hmm. right? Because there's no somebody says something funny on a TV show, and that doesn't necessarily give you confidence in them being somebody that's going to tell you the truth about something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's it's always sitting in the back of people's minds. It's why
a drama like Yellowstone sells the most ads because it's Costner. You trust him, you believe him. Drama, and they keep stretching out the ads.
Yeah.
If you watch that show, the ads have gotten longer as the years have gone on the seasons.
Like the amount of Wranglers and Carhartt jackets sold from that fucking show is that's probably the best they've done in years.
The entire tourism of Montana has exploded because of that show.
It's also why news and political punditry shows do really well,
mm-hmm.
advertising wise.
Yep.
It's why, like, if you the cast of Friends and Seinfeld and a couple of other shows over the years have reached that top pinnacle of like a million, 1.5 million a show. So they would average out to like $20 million a year. But the top paid people in television almost always are fucking people in the news.
Yeah.
Almost always. And I'm talking about the difference between even ESPN on the lower end. Stephen A. Smith is making, with all of his perks combined, probably like $12 million a year.
Yeah.
And there's nobody in television making that. And that he's on the lower end of news. Like the primetime guys on Fox and CNN, they're making $15 to $25 million a year.
Yeah, I think Kimmel's making $18 million. Yeah. I don't know why, but whoever his agent was is smart. He signed on for 50 fucking years.
That's why. So I mean, you know, it's kind of a game. You gotta figure out what your audience cares about and talk to them about what they care about. Our audience cares about booze and fucking survival gear, hunting and shit like that.
Yeah, getting fucked up, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to fucking advertise.
Doing that's cocaine.
We work with advertisers like, man, you guys, your fans are crazy. They buy everything. Like, no, don't buy everything.
Yeah.
They buy the stuff that we advertise because we know they're going to like it because we like it.
Because we like it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we wouldn't fucking have you on the show.
Yeah.
Speaking of advertising, I don't fucking know how they're going to cover this. This story came out this morning, and I was like, what? This Avatar movie, which I'm now in on, by the way. I saw the footage. Did you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Footage was amazing. I don't really care that the story fucking sucked from the last one. I'm going to watch because of the visual
effects. What do you mean the story sucked?
It was about saving, it was about climate change. And it's just like,
No. It's not. It was not about climate change.
Oh, it's about climate change, Dan. He got you. James Cameron got you.
No.
Yep. It's about saving the world and our climate.
There's a subtle difference between your fucking CO2 footprint and murdering a bunch of people and plowing and paving over their fucking home.
Nah,
that's not the same thing.
He wants about, to end climate change.
It may be about colonialism, but it's not about climate change.
Go back and watch it. The new one's coming out, and James Cameron said they need $2 billion to break even.
Well, yeah.
Because they're so over budget. What the fuck is going on, dude? $2 billion with a B. So this would have to be the fifth highest grossing movie of all time just to break even. The fucked up thing, this isn't Variety. The fucked up thing is when I read this, I think it'll actually do it.
Oh, easily. This is so some
are the, people as amped about this as yeah. Okay.
But
they
the, but right. it's not just about that part. That's kind of on the periphery. The real success in Avatar is that without being edited in any way other than fucking subtitles or maybe voiceovers, it is immediately effective in every market on Earth because the visuals are so great.
Yeah.
The fucking characters are kind of benign in a lot of ways. Like they don't, it's not like even with Maverick, which was a wildly popular movie overseas as well, they didn't have to like pretend North Korea and China didn't exist in this because it's all fantasy, right?
Sure.
It's a make 'em up. So,
yeah.
It's ubiquitously loved all around the world. People have been waiting on it for 10 years as well. So yeah, I would say their domestic is going to be probably 2.5 billion on this.
I don't know. So they're saying here, he apparently told Disney, the executives, that the budget was so high, it represented the worst business case in movie history. He's not blowing smoke up your ass. Yes, this is absolutely the worst business case I've ever heard of, but I actually think it'll do it.
Maybe, right? So
I think it will.
No, it'll definitely make the money back. What I'm saying is, I don't necessarily think it's a bad business case because Avatar 3 is right on its heels. It's going to come out in I think summer of 24, so a year and a half from
Okay.
And if all the money they spend on this one makes it as visually stunning as they're claiming it to be, then they don't have to put nearly as much work into 24.
So I took my kids to see a movie over the weekend, and the trailer for this, the new one that just dropped, was before that. And holy fuck, dude. I mean, I have not seen anything like that. I was just like, I don't even really give a shit what the story is. I'm just going to go see it and just to trip out. And watch
I mean,
it.
The original Avatar made $2.9 billion.
It did, yeah.
And
but
that was 13 years ago?
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
It's going to be way higher than that.
The VFX still really hold up from that movie. Like,
yeah.
I was watching a VFX back
then. I remember rewatching it. I watched it in the theater, and I never went to watch it again.
Side by side, it's like, I think part of the reason it took so long to like bring the next one out is it's hard to top that.
Mm.
Like, for a long time, it was like, what are we really doing to really kick this up another notch? And what they did with water this time is really cool. But
well, look, I've always said this. You need a fucking asshole here to pull off the impossible, and there's just no way around it. And he's such a fucking dick, he might do it. So apparently, when the reporter asked him, he barked at him, and he goes, they were like, what's the actual cost? And he goes, it's very fucking expensive. And then just walked away.
The original did $785 domestic. And Top Gun Maverick did $716 domestic. I'm guessing
this could hit a bill.
I'm guessing this because there have been
this might hit a billion domestic.
Yeah, $785 domestic is number four. I think Endgame was the highest domestic. I think it was $930 million, something like that.
Just missed $1 billion.
This one will do $1 billion domestic. When I said before 2.5, I think 2.5 in the early stage global, it'll get to 2.5. I think. By spring, probably.
Yeah, I was going to say the other thing they have going for it is because of COVID, there's not a lot of movies in the can, so this is going to live in theaters for fucking ever.
It'll be in through award season.
Oh, easily.
Sure.
Yeah,
and then it'll
well past.
Like
yeah.
I don't know what March, somebody's going to pay to have this on their streaming service, or if he just puts it on Amazon as a fucking rental.
Well, it's going to be up to the studio because they own it. But so it says December 16th. Yeah, dude, I'm probably in with my kids on this opening night. Like, I'll probably go opening night to see this shit.
If you don't have tickets to opening night already, you're not going to get it.
I wonder if they're already on sale.
Sale yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Did they really? Yeah. Okay. I'm sure they'll have a tally next week of what that's going to be. Mm. But that's fucking wild, dude. I'll watch it. You got four in for us. I know that. By the way, new poll just came out about an hour ago for Herschel. Bob, I know you were curious how Herschel was doing, and he's down by four in this poll to Warnock right now. I haven't heard anybody talk about this. Now, they did drop a commercial last night for Herschel Walker. We're on Patreon. I think we can just play
it. You
know
what would be funny is if they remade that old O.J. Simpson Hertz commercial where he's jumping over stuff in the fucking airport. That would be really funny.
It'd be so great. Pull up the Herschel Walker commercial. Somebody was in it last night.
I mean, he's been hanging out with Ted Cruz.
I don't think it was
Ted
Cruz.
Maybe he's eating queso.
Who was in the commercial with him, Bob?
Was it
Just go to Google and type in Herschel Walker commercial. We're on fucking Patreon. Doesn't matter. We can do whatever we want here. I can say, bruh, Herschel, bruh.
It's our homegirl.
Who?
The fucking Kentucky swimmer.
Really?
Yeah. What's her name?
Oh, shit. No wonder. Okay. Riley Gaines.
Riley Gaines. Yeah.
Play this, Bob, if you can.
This is the CNN story on it. Let me see if it just plays the whole ad.
There's going to be multiple ads.
Yeah. Get out of that, Bob.
I'm fucking trying.
Just type in Herschel Walker commercial, Riley Gaines.
I did.
You're good to go there. I didn't know it was her. No wonder people were hitting me up about this last night. I have not seen it. A bunch of listeners hit me up and they were like, hey, did you see the new commercials? Like, no, I didn't see it. I was like, we'll play it live on air tomorrow. I don't give a shit. Let's go. So he put Riley Gaines in this, huh? That's fun. All right. It makes sense.
Does it?
Yeah.
Why would you bring somebody from another state? I don't understand the purpose.
I think a lot of people are trying to run on this sexualization of children thing, which we'll talk about with the Balenciaga thing.
That's not what this is, though.
Maybe we'll find out. That's my guess.
Can you just play the goddamn commercial?
Jesus Christ, Bob. What the fuck?
It's
crazy, dude.
Get that fucking mic working.
Herschel Walker commercial. There we go.
Yeah, you got to like play it through.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
I'm Riley Gaines, a 12-time NCAA All-American.
And I'm Herschel Walker.
For more than a decade, I worked so hard.
Get it off of that, Bob.
In practices to be the best. But my senior year, I was forced to compete against a biological male.
That's unfair and wrong.
A man won the swimming title that belonged to a woman, and Senator Warnock voted to let it happen.
Warnock's afraid to stand up for female athletes.
Herschel Walker stands up for what's right.
Oh, my God.
Bob, you cut us off there, dude.
That was over.
Hi, I'm Herschel Walker.
Who's running this campaign? That's the worst ad I've ever seen in my fucking life.
No idea.
That's not as good as the Herman Cain one, though.
I'm telling you, man. They're running off the sexualization of children thing that keeps happening.
But that's not what that is.
Right. But it's still in the same ballpark there.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's not.
It is.
I think connecting the two is like kind of losing the plot on this a little bit.
It's
like,
also that none of those people they're talking about are kids.
No, these are adults.
These are very specifically about athletics.
Yeah, and like, this is dumb. Nobody cares about this shit.
I wonder.
I mean, people care. People are annoyed by it, but not enough to fucking come out and vote.
If we rag on people for saying abortion is a big voting issue, when it's
it was this time. Yeah,
but.
The numbers show it.
People aren't voting because of Leah Thomas. Like, no one is.
Who knows, man? It's fucking Georgia.
It's kind of like, it reminds me of that Rick Perry ad when he was in the primary in 12, I think. And he just came out with this last second ad. And this was for the GOP primary. He was just trying to get around the right. Get to the right, everybody. And he just goes, and by the way, I don't think gay marriage is right and it should be between a man and a woman. I'm Rick Perry. I approve this message.
Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, bitch. Quit sucking dicks over in the cornfield.
Well, first of all, it's done in duck blind.
Yeah, there's no cornfields in Texas, are there?
Yeah, there's a ton, man. They're fucking everywhere.
Do they grow corn here?
Tons. It's so much. It's all over my face and body when I come into the office every day. I feel like I'm just walking through it every day.
I think that's semen.
No idea.
That's definitely semen.
That's semen from homeless men.
No idea.
Yeah, that's not
I
corn.
I just know this.
That is corn syrup, sir.
Pennsylvania, the state, the dumbest state in the entire country, which we've talked about numerous times, elected a dead guy and then another guy who's brain dead. So I don't believe this poll. I think Herschel's going to win, dude.
Oh, no, he's not.
I think Herschel's going to win this.
I mean, it would be super funny if he does.
Be hilarious.
For comedic purposes, yes, I would love for him to win.
But who's worse? So we had this guy in there. This is my state, right? We had Warnock, the reverend. I don't know if you saw his posts on election night.
No, I think he's a pedophile.
Warnock?
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Anybody that gets that into these fucking weird issues with transgender people, I think they're all pedophiles.
Yeah.
They're groomers, at least.
With Warnock, his tweet on election night, it goes, please, y'all, my mama live in this state. Herschel Walker can't be in charge of my mama. And that was the exact, no lie, that's an exact
Can you find
tweet.
That, please?
Yeah. On Warnock.
It's on his Twitter?
It was really funny, and it exploded. I don't know if he meant it to be funny, because nobody fucking knows what the comedy is in this race. Is it Warnock or is it Herschel? All I know is this. We trusted Herschel to win a national championship in 1980. You can trust him with your vote. And I think that's probably it, right? They win the SEC championship, he wins.
Well,
wait, Bob, do they actually have to get above 50 in this one then?
No.
No, this is just
all right.
Somebody will because it's just the two of them.
Okay.
Right. There's no libertarian. Yeah. There is another Walker clip while I look for this tweet that's like weeks old. He felt it necessary to bring up vampires or something.
Sure did. And that's, hey, that's Bob. That's a topic that's on everybody's mind. As a voter, that's the first thing on my mind is, where are the vampires?
Thank you for coming out. I want to tell you to keep the faith. Oh, you ever watch a stupid movie late at night hoping you're going to get better? Don't get better, but you keep watching it anyway. Because the other night, I was watching this movie. I was watching this movie called Fright Night, Sweet Night, or some type of night. But it's about vampires. I don't know if you know vampires are cool people or not. But I'm going to tell you something that I found out. A werewolf can kill a vampire. Did you know that? I never knew that, so I didn't want to be a vampire anymore. I want to be a werewolf. So I'm watching my TV. Yeah. These kids watching their TV, vampire kill on their TV. So you know it's kind of stupid, but I'm still watching though. So they win this contest to bring this actor. Now y'all got to stay with me. Bring this actor who's a vampire killer from their TV to get rid of this real life vampire in their ad. So if this actor comes to their home, he got all the right stuff. He got all the right stuff because you know, you got to have a steak, you got to have a thing to kill him in the heart. And he got a necklace of garlic, so that worked. I don't know what it does, but it worked. You got to have a cross because it burned. I know that worked. They walked upstairs and this vampire looking real good in this black suit. Whoa, that sounds like Senator Warnock, doesn't it? Looking all good in this black suit. Floating from the ceiling. He floated from the ceiling looking good and cool.
Just asking questions. Whoa, is Warnock a vampire?
Necessary?
That's not your house.
By the way, I don't understand a fucking word he's saying. I mean, I need a translator for this.
This has been rough. Can you turn that the fuck off, please?
Kids, we got some sponsors that put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, GhostBed.com/drinking bros. Christmas is almost here. Buy you and your loved one a brand new bedroom set at GhostBed.com/drinking bros. They've got all the Christmas savings there. Ho, ho, ho. 40% off the bundle package. It's the adjustable base and the mattress combined together. Super sleek remotes. It's got head-to-toe vibrations, so you know it fucks. Make a little baby on there. Make a little Christmas baby on there. 40% off. Also, if your loved one goes to sleep before you, they got a split king option that comes with two different remotes. So you can stay all the way up and she can go all the way down. Or if you're dating a dude, whatever. I don't care what you're into. Check it out. It's 40% off. Bundle package. Learn it, live it, love it. I've had it for years and I love it. Now, if you're just getting a mattress by itself, you get 30% off and two free luxury pillows with that. It's an amazing deal. Also, the promo code Drinking Bros will get you 30% off everything in the entire store. That's sheets, that is the pillows, the mattresses, adjustable bases, anything you can think of. Stock it all the way to the top. Put it in that cart. Max it out. Pop in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 30% off there. And at the bottom of the page, you're going to see a 60-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credits. Check that box, and all the deals that I just mentioned are applicable with that. And you can walk out of there with a brand-new bedroom set for about $25 a month this Christmas at GhostBed.com/drinking bros. Next up, we got MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros will double your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. I've gone all in. Damn it. Set it on Ross Patterson Revolution this morning. I've got $5,000 on the Ohio State University to beat Michigan at -6.5. I bought a point. I know the spread is 7.5, but mybookie.com lets you do it. It's rivalry week. Thanksgiving, NFL games. There's ton to bet on right now. Tons of it to bet on right now at mybookie.com. Use promo code Drinking Bros to double your first deposit all the way up to $1,000 over there. Last but not least here, we've got EuroOptic.com. Man, that's terrible. I need to work on it. It's EuroOptic.com/drinking bros. There we go. Just in time for deer season, EuroOptic.com/drinking bros. They're offering our listeners a discount on Vortex products. 10% off with the promo code DB10 on all regular price Vortex products there. This episode is brought to you by EuroOptic.com. For over 20 years, EuroOptic has been supplying premium optics, firearms, hunting apparel, and outdoor gear to individuals around the world. EuroOptic is a veteran-owned company based in Montoursville, Pennsylvania, and their dedicated team of customer service and sales reps are composed of hunters, shooters, and outdoor enthusiasts, all with firsthand knowledge of the gear they offer. If you're familiar with EuroOptic, then you already know they have the fastest shipping than any other place on the planet. With their red shipping, you'll be able to get a purchase when you buy it the same day. You're going to get it to your doorstep in 1 to 2 days for free. All you have to do is look for the red logo on most of their optics and gear. And again, just in time for deer season, EuroOptic is offering our listeners a discount on Vortex products. Use the promo code DB10 to save 10% on all regular price Vortex products. EuroOptic and Vortex are supporting us, so we ask you to support them, or at least let them know you're listening by heading over to EuroOptic.com/drinkingbros. I caught vampire. I caught coup. And then that's kind of it.
I'm tired. I'm exhausted. In the last like 20 seconds, most of my energy is gone now.
Man. And so, Bob, yes, if you're asking if that's on voters' minds, vampires, it is. Probably one, and then abortion two. Vampires is in it one there. And then if Warnock is a vampire, I would lean yes. And that's me, you know. Vote for Herschel. We got to see how Herschel's doing that night, because I think it's important for the people.
What is it, December 6th?
Yeah, December 6th. It's 2 days after the SEC championship. 2 days after Georgia beats the piss out of LSU. That's when it is. And then we'll see what happens here. But in all sincerity, besides that commercial popping up last night, I haven't really heard anything about this goddamn race. Have you?
No, I don't care about it.
I don't either. And do you think anybody else does at this point? Democrats have the House, so are they really dropping huge money there? Or the Senate, I'm sorry. Are they really dropping huge money there?
Since it's a 6-year term, yeah, probably. Right?
Because I didn't know it was a 6-year term.
Yeah, Senate is 6 years, yeah.
Yeah, fuck. Because, I mean, you don't know what seats are up next time, yeah. Right? And it's, so yeah, you want to have every seat you can get.
Yeah, the Senate is often called the most exclusive club in the world, right? So they take all those races seriously.
Oh, gotcha.
But I haven't seen...
I haven't seen anything of this thing.
I mean, this is what I told you was going to happen. They'll wait until after the holidays. They'll wait until after Thanksgiving and make a big push in the week and a half or so after, before the election.
Do you think he's going to be running turkeys up to houses, like a little football?
I think they should look at the reasons, the exit polling, and determine why people voted for him or against him, and maybe address that. That would be better than...
I think
doing
he's doing
a Heisman
fine.
Pose with a fucking turkey under your arm.
I think he's doing fine. The whole speech on vampires was very nice.
Yeah, I guess.
You can just give anybody a microphone and just let them talk like that.
Just what we do in the shadows, and have Matthew Berry come out and fucking do a campaign ad for him.
It'd be great.
Yeah.
I think the movie he's referring to is that Jamie Foxx movie, right?
No, I think he was talking about
Freak Night. That's Halloween.
Fright. Was it Freak Night or Fright? It's the one where the neighbor is a vampire. Who's the... Oh, Colin Farrell. It's a Colin Farrell movie.
Strange, but where was he watching that?
Netflix, probably.
You think Walker Netflix and chills, dude?
Yeah. He doesn't have anything else. He's like solely a Netflix guy, he feel like.
Yeah, Fright Night, starring the late Anton Yelchin and Colin Farrell.
Yeah, Anton Yelchin got murdered by his own Jeep.
Yeah, he did.
That was a really sad story.
It's a weird story, man.
He was a kind of a weird dude, but he was a really good actor. I enjoyed that guy.
Yeah. Nice guy, unassuming, and yeah.
He had a Jeep Cherokee, I think, and he
was trying to get mail out of his mailbox, and it was a brick mailbox.
Yeah, and he forgot to put the e-brake on, and he left it in neutral, rolled and it just kind of rolled.
No,
and fucked him up, right?
Yeah. It was a recall situation.
Whoa. Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
Did they sue Jeep?
I think they are.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, that's right. They did sue Jeep.
It
for
was
that.
He left it what he thought was in park or some bullshit, or the e-brake just didn't work.
Mm.
No, I've seen that. My friend lost his Jeep that way. He thought it was in park and just saw it like roll off a cliff and just like it stuck on a tree.
How do you explain that?
Like dying or losing your car?
To the insurance company. Like, hey, my car just rolled off a cliff.
Ray rolled like down the hill.
And they're like, I'm sorry, what?
Well, speaking of cars almost killing people, Jay Leno's photos have surfaced.
Yeah, he's back.
So I want to see it. Do you have a picture of his face?
How it's not as bad as I thought.
Is it like Harvey Two-Face?
No.
It's not.
It's all lower part of the jaw.
Oh, really?
So like nothing in the eyes or the nose, really.
All right, let's see this thing. I'm popping up full screen there, Bob. Bob, man, today's not Bob's day. It's hit and miss for Bob.
He has my hangover right now.
Yeah, that happens. That happens. But yeah, I saw a photo and it looked like it was blurred out. It might have been just his face. So are those the doctors and is that him? Oh, fuck. No, that's the photo.
Yeah.
Shit. Damn, that sucks, man.
But when you hear a car exploding in your face, like you think worse than that.
Yeah, this isn't that bad.
Scroll in. I mean, zoom into that face.
Like the
Bob.
Neck, the neck and the cheek is messed up, but like there's no eyes, no nose. He's not missing an ear.
Shit, dude. That's still fucking painful, man.
Yeah.
Well, it's painful if you're not on like 30 Percocet, which he probably is at all times anyways.
Well, if you're that rich, wouldn't you anyways just take 30 Percocets?
Look at those eyes.
I know. And he just got out of the burn unit. He was in one of those hyperbaric chambers that I was talking about.
Yeah, so
they had him in there.
They have one at the UFC.
Oh, do they really?
But at the, what do you call it? Physical.
Performance Institute?
Performance Institute, yeah. The PI, yeah.
PI.
Yeah, so it's they have a big room about half the size of this room with a bunch of cardio equipment and a pool in it.
No shit.
And it sucks like 40% of the oxygen out of the room, and then you have to do cardio with it simulates being, this is what the teams last night should have done before they fucking went to Mexico City and tried to play football.
Yeah, it was fun.
Training at altitude, yep.
Yeah.
It's actually what Goku used to train and get ready for Frieza.
I don't know what the fuck any of that means. No one knows what that
means. Is that Japanese anime?
It's Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, God, dude. We're not doing that. We're not fucking doing all that bullshit, you know?
That's pretty mainstream.
It's not. It's not. It's for dorks.
Let us know in the chat.
It's for dorks.
No, I guarantee most of the audience probably watched at least one episode of Dragon Ball Z.
And you know who loves Dragon Ball Z, actually? Black athletes.
Yeah. Well, black people in general love kung fu and ninja shit.
Yeah.
That's always been the case. Like, and I've never understood why. It's that and chess that are the two weirdest things that all of my black friends growing up liked.
Black athletes, Bob. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Blathletes.
Blathletes.
I'm fucking telling you, dude. All these NBA and NFL players love Dragon Ball Z.
I get it. But when you said that's a huge segment of our audience, probably not.
I'm just saying it's not nerds. It's not nerds.
Some blathletes.
I can't imagine there's a single black athlete listening to this show.
Well.
Oh, there's a ton. JJ for sure. JJ's coaching wrestling now.
Is he?
But Dragon Ball Z is just Dragon Balls.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
I'm not taking that seriously.
Dragon Balls, dude.
Like Yu-Gi-Oh! I could take seriously.
Right.
Dragon Balls up the stairs.
Like that's a word I don't understand, but Dragon Balls? There's multiple things that can mean, and none of them are good.
Tons.
But when you collect all the Dragon Balls, something good happens.
No.
No, I'm not getting any of those make-em-ups, dude. I'm just checked the fuck out on.
Ross, literally everything is made up.
Everything is a make-em-up.
Nope. Sure isn't. Sure
it is. The entire genre of fiction.
I can't get into anything dragon-related or some fucking fairy or
any dragons
of that bullshit.
Dragons were probably real.
Probably, right?
Yeah, I mean, so do you know what a bombardier beetle is? Can you pull up a bombardier beetle?
Yeah, I know what a bombardier beetle is.
Tell me what it is.
Yeah. It's one of those little fucking beetles, dude. Simple. It's the black one. And they roll around on the ground. And
so a bombardier beetle has two chambers inside of its body. It's a binary chemical reaction, right? Yeah. So there's two chambers inside of its ass, basically. They have two different chemicals. And when they're mixed together and they spray out, it's literally an acid, right?
Mm-hmm.
So fire is a chemical reaction as well. There's no reason to believe that at some point in human or at some point in world history, something that looked like a dinosaur could have had internal chambers in its esophagus to make it capable of spitting something that would be like fire.
Right? Okay.
Like the physical universe definitely allows for something like that.
What's that chemical where you throw it onto water and it bursts into flames?
Napalm. Oh,
it's like a metal or a rock.
White
if you
phosphorus.
Do like potassium, like a thing, straight thing of potassium, and it'll just.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe something along those lines.
White
yeah.
phosphorus is
I don't,
the same.
My
yeah.
wife and I, we don't do that. We don't do dragons, fairies, fucking gnomes, dwarfs, any of that shit.
You got to watch this new Ancient Apocalypse Graham Hancock thing, because one of the things he says is that you have to trust the myth right? And it's not that you should believe everything that comes along with it, but the myth was based on something. So it could give you information about how things probably were at some point. Like everybody...
Well, I trust midgets.
No. Myth, a lot. Myth. Every culture on Earth, every religion, literally every religion on Earth, every ancient culture, including all the way back to like the fucking Zoroastrians and prehistoric people in Latin America and Malta and all over the place, have the same story of a flood that happened at some point.
Yeah, or they've got the same drawings of some form of alien life form, right?
It's a snake, typically.
Yeah.
For some reason. But yeah, it's something happened on Earth 12,000 or so years ago during when the Ice Age was coming to an end.
Mm-hmm.
Like a global flood happened and it freaked people out. And then all of a sudden, right after that, people started building shit that they had no capability of building before.
So,
like, you don't go from building nothing and being, yeah, the younger Dryas, Womb Raider says, you don't go from building nothing and being a hunter-gatherer that moves camps around to building the most massive object on Earth at the time.
So what do you think it was?
I don't know. Who knows? But I think some of the speculation is interesting. Like, there was a...
Well, like Noah's Ark, do you believe that's real?
No.
Okay.
But that is part of the Ice Age flood myth.
It is, yes. Yeah, that's why I bring it up.
And multiple, like, the fucking... What would have been the Aztecs, I guess, pre-Aztec, they have the same kind of story about 9,000 years ago where a flood happened and they put two of each kind of animal on a fucking thing. But they also have, in Latin America and Malta and I think Turkey, they all have stories of foreigners coming to their country after the flood and teaching them how to plant crops and build big shit.
Mm-hmm.
So some people, Graham Hancock's one of them, think there was some ancient civilization that was advanced. Not advanced like flying spaceships around, but they knew how to farm, they knew how to build shit, whatever the fuck.
But did they come from another planet?
There's no reason to believe that.
So where would they come from within and not share their secrets?
Well, a lot
with
of people
world?
Believe Atlantis was one of them, right? So the lost island of Atlantis, people are like, oh, what, did an island just drop into the sea? No, we were in an ice age, everything was frozen, and then it melted, and a lot of stuff that was above ground is now below ground, or below water. That's normal. That's how it happens. So, yeah, there's entire civilizations that are underwater.
It's totally plausible, like, you know, you need more proof, but it's plausible, like, human beings have been the same for, like, 100,000 years.
150,000
years.
It's a long-ass time.
Same fucking brains, all that stuff. It's totally plausible that at some point in the past, somebody figured something out, and then that was, you know, lost to history or whatever.
And the interesting part about it is, so we have this global cataclysmic event, floods, all kinds of land was lost, and then all of a sudden, in a thousand-year period right after that, less than 1,000, depending on the carbon dating, but in a thousand-year period after that, you see civilizations that had never built anything before build these, like, almost identical structures all over the globe, and they all have this weird fucking snake on them for some reason.
Yeah, I've seen
it. Even in the Americas, like in Ohio, one in Ohio, there's one in northern Louisiana.
But what's the explanation for the people?
Who knows? It was probably...
Midgets.
Midgets, yeah.
Yeah, it was probably midgets.
No, it's just symbolic for penis.
You think the snake was the penis?
There's a lot of phallic
shit. There's a lot of phallic shit. The snake isn't one of them to me.
I mean, we did a softcore history episode on an entire ancient pre-farming city covered in dicks.
That they mention on Ancient Apocalypse, but like they don't even mention the dicks because they're everywhere.
That's the first thing they should have mentioned.
It's everywhere. So that show loses all credibility that they don't mention any of the penis.
You're not going to talk about... I mean, it is egregious. It's not just... I mean, they do this, like they like giant stone cock carvings and stuff like that. But then like every animal. Well, every animal they carve into the stone...
Has a giant cock.
Has a giant cock on it.
But we're still doing it now, though, with SpaceX and Bezos' cock rocket.
But
like,
that Tepe place... The one,
Göbekli Tepe?
The one in Turkey. It's like all the pillars inside of it look. They're like, they're obelisks. They look like fucking cocks to me.
Oh,
they're cocks.
What if we take this at face value and there was just a civilization full of like giant dick people?
Well, giants is mentioned in.
No, just giant dicked.
Oh, just huge cock.
There's a whole race of huge cock people that like,
just walking around. Lost. Like,
well, the place we're talking about is pretty violent, so.
Yeah,
they murdered all the small dick guys.
Maybe.
Wait, isn't there a race full of giant dick people?
There sure is.
Well, there's a race of giants.
Yeah, and they all listen to the show. They're all blathletes. Mm-hmm. And they listen to the show right now. So they're out there.
Yeah, we're on Patreon.
Yeah, we're on Patreon.
We can do whatever we want.
Yeah, it's our fucking time
down
here.
No matter where we want.
Yeah.
Where we are. but yeah, that was an interesting point because I've read that too about the dicks. And it was common in, if you look in Egyptian hieroglyphs, you'll see these normal sized bodies with like a weird giant oval shaped dick coming out of it that's kind of crudely drawn. I don't know what the fuck the point of that was. It was so bizarre.
Like an aura from your dick, like energy radiating from the cock.
But they also had these human beast chimeras, like Horus, right? In the Egyptian mythology is the half dog, half man. I can't remember the name of the one that popped up in Latin America, but he was a foreigner that was a white dude, but the top of his body was a fish, and he taught them how to build and shit. I can't remember the fucking name of that creature.
The top fish?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it was weird.
Mermaid?
Yeah, like the reverse mermaid?
Yeah, it may have been Humadog. somebody in the chat said.
Tlalcock? Tlaloc?
Is this where like
this is the god of rain who has a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like the fish people, like, I forget what they're called, but like the... There's a lot of things based off these now.
This is Aztec region, pre-Aztec, right?
And it's just Mesoamerica. It's pre-Mayan even.
Pre-Mayan, as well. So they believe this dude just came out of fucking... Right after the flood, this dude shows up and teaches them how to farm, teaches them how to build shit.
I don't think it's... I don't think it's a dragon, though. You know?
No, it wouldn't have been a dragon. It would have been a human being.
A midget.
Like, you can see how the mythology works, right? Like, he runs like a deer... And you implant that 10,000 years ago, and somebody draws him as a human being with a fucking deer legs.
Yeah.
Do you think it's a Rothschild?
The Jews didn't exist back then. No, Kanye didn't. Speaking of Kanye, Kanye is running for president, and Milo Yiannopoulos is apparently running his campaign.
Is that real? You said that before we got on the air.
Two people have texted me about that know Milo personally. Xander's one of them.
We can fucking text Milo.
We'll talk to Milo about it. Yeah. We should just have him on the show to discuss what their fucking campaign strategy is.
Yeah. I saw multiple photos of them out together in the last week.
Yeah.
So who fucking knows? By the way, today was Fauci's last day. Gave a presser here a few minutes ago, and shit got out of control.
Yeah, it didn't go well.
Holy shit. So apparently, homegirl, who's the fucking dumbest.
Jean-Luc Picard, you mean?
God damn it, dude. I hate this woman so... She's just dumb.
She's not smart, yeah. She's achieved a lot.
I didn't like Saki, but she was good at her job and she was smart. This woman is just dumb.
Yeah, she's achieved a level of smugness and condescension that is usually associated with talent, ability, or intellect. And she has none of those things.
None of it. So it doesn't make sense. Like, I understood it with Huckabee Sanders, Saki, even that Kayleigh McElhaney chick was fucking great. You can play it if you want. She has meltdown. All they asked was, they were asking about the origin of COVID.
Yeah.
And she lost her fucking tits.
But she's like not an unattractive looking woman. Well,
no, she's pretty.
She's presentable. She's pretty. Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out how she got the job in the first place because she's a fucking moron.
Well, I can give you an answer.
Now, there's plenty of black women.
I'm not saying that.
That can do that job. Yeah, you did.
No, I sure did.
They could have gotten Dionne Warwick to do that job.
All I'm saying is, she
knows the fucking future.
I think it was a relative of somebody. That's what I was saying. I think it was a nepotism job.
A relative, like somebody's relative in the White House owned one of her relatives, maybe?
Boy. Nope. Sure wasn't going there today. But I'll go there.
It was a cousin, is what you're saying, Ross.
No. No idea what the relation was.
Or an auntie?
I think it was a friend of a friend's sitch there that got her in there. But this fucking shitbag, I will say this. The one that I'm looking forward to when Republicans take over is... getting him in there about the origin of COVID. I just want to know that.
Oh, yeah.
I want to have a whole fucking committee hearing on that. Go ahead and play that clip, Bob. Do you have it? Yeah. We're on Patreon, so who cares? All right,
well, this is C-SPAN.
They're being disrespectful. Hold on. No, wait, I did not call on you, Stephen. Go ahead, Alex. You're next.
Well, that's the short version. She goes on to lecture Stephen, who she didn't call on, and a woman who had asked the question originally, that it's not your turn and you're being rude.
Okay.
Like, all right, cool. And the comments from the press gallery at the White House.
Pop that up. Is that it, Bob? The one above it?
The comments from them are basically like, you call on this same 12 people every time, and there's 40 of us in this room.
Yeah.
And we're trying to ask questions about a guy who's been a public figure for years now, and he's retiring, and we want to ask him one last time, where the fuck did COVID come from?
That's it.
And did you and your fucking organization help fund it? That's a reasonable question to ask somebody.
I think so, too, because then he could have answered for himself. Go ahead and play it.
She has a valid question. She's asking about the origin of COVID.
I hear the question.
And Dr. Fauci is the best person
to answer. I hear your question, but we're not doing this the way you want it. This is a disrespect. It is. I'm done. Simon, I'm done. I'm done with you right now. Go ahead. You're taking time away from your
colleagues.
And it continued like that.
Yeah.
So...
But it is true. Like, look, when Biden was up there, he's got a list of people that he talks to, mm-hmm. which has never happened before. They clearly have a list that they call on every single fucking time.
Well, it's certainly happened before. Every politician that walks up in front of that microphone has. Usually they make an agreement with one of the reporters that I'm going to go to you first and you ask this question. That's almost in every fucking press conference.
Okay. But with this, I understand why Homeboy was freaking out because I don't even know who that is. They never get to ask a question, these guys.
Yeah, who knows? But Fauci belongs underneath a prison somewhere. And I sincerely hope that the GOP, when they take power in January, fucking hammer this dude's asshole all the way up through his fucking throat.
See, I can tell you who's going to lead that charge is Rand Paul. This is a personal one with him, and I think he's going to lead that charge. And I think you're going to get him on there, and then I think the Hunter Biden shit will probably be the onesie-twosies of that. And I'm hearing a lot of people bitch on the other side about how is this going to help our country and inflation and everything else. How did the J6 hearings help anybody? You fuck faces. Didn't do anything. So if that's what we're doing, we know the playbook now. This is exactly what's going to happen here. I'm sure impeachment charges will be filed as well. Same way we did with Trump. Set that precedent. Congratulations. That's what you're going to get for the next fucking 2 years. And it's going to be relentless. Now, if you're in the media, at least you get to cover it. You got something that people be able to click and follow along, and that'll be great. Same with the rest of these assholes. By the way, after yesterday, I went scorched earth on that fucking girl, JoJo from Jurors.
Oh, yeah.
A listener sent me a link yesterday of what she actually does. And I was correct, by the way. She doesn't do anything. Mm,
she's a housewife.
She has it says here, so she's got a Patreon and she's asking for money for people to help her because she is a special needs aide at a school. Now, the person who sent this in was a listener who is actually a special needs aide and says, hey, this is a job that you take almost like a volunteer job. It pays anywhere from like $9,000 to $13,000 a year, somewhere in there. But you didn't actually get a full teaching degree. On top of it. So she's saying she needs help for her and her kids. She's not married anymore, which is a huge surprise.
Yeah, I'm shocked by that.
Yeah, absolutely shocked by that. And then she went on to say that she was going to stay on Twitter and fight back. She's going to fight back against Elon and everything else. And she's not going to leave, Dan, because she can't.
It's because she has nothing else.
Nothing else.
She has nothing else in life.
JoJo from Jurors has nothing else.
No, your husband left you because you're a piece of shit. Whatever kids you may or may not have had, they'll eventually leave you because you're a piece of shit. You're nothing.
Yeah, without Twitter. Yeah, nothing without Twitter. And then the other ones that popped up last night that you guys asked us to address, which we'll do today. Trent Reznor has left Twitter as well.
Oh, no.
And he's saying the arrogance of the billionaire class. Is why he's decided to leave. Now, if you're unfamiliar with Trent Reznor...
He's been rich for 30 years.
Oh, maybe longer. His net worth...
Jesus fucking Christ,
is $70 million. So What I love about this is you have to say billionaire because you're already a multimillionaire, close to 100 millionaire, which isn't a phrase that a lot of people use. So you got to go a step above that and say the billionaire class, as if you and your 70 fucking million wasn't enough. The other part about this is I don't know if people remember, he rented out the Maryland, the Sharon Tate mansion where all the murders took place to record an album in, and then had to release an apology to the victims' families after that. So let's not pretend that Trent Reznor's on some fucking moral high ground, standing over all of us looking down because of the great life he's led. Like, fuck off with this bullshit. The other one is Jack White. Jack White is also gone.
Who the fuck is Jack White?
Jack White from the White Stripes. No one
cares.
Jack White, fan of, actually, like the White Stripes. But with this, he wasn't actually on Twitter. He just wanted people to know that he was never going to join the platform. Now, he has a independent record label in Nashville, which I've actually been there. It's called Third Man Records. So he said he was going to delete that account there. Now, when fans reminded him that, hey, dude, all of your artists underneath your Third Man Records are unknown and they actually need the platform to get their music out there, he said, we're going to have to find something different. And it's a shame that his artists have to suffer for somebody like Elon Musk allowing a platform where liars are welcome back to spread disinformation.
Maybe they should take their music to Truth Social. Sure, people will enjoy it over there.
So one by one, I think it's pretty fucking hilarious. Trent Reznor thing is awesome because it's not a fucking plane. You don't have to announce your departure. Mm. You can just go and nobody would care. You could release a statement through your publicist or anything else. You're good. Now, the meme that was brought up to me that I wanted to ask you about, because I hadn't seen this before, was somebody said Johnny Cash could have written Hole in the Head, but Trent Reznor never could have wrote Hurt because he covered that. That was one of his biggest songs, and that made me laugh. I hadn't seen that, so.
Well, Johnny Cash did not write Hurt.
I believe he did, right?
No, he did not. He covered it. Trent Reznor is the one that wrote that song.
No. Look it up. What do we got there?
I am correct.
What's the peanut gallery there?
Trent Reznor wrote Hurt.
Yeah.
We'll find out. Did he really?
Yeah, it wasn't Johnny Cash.
So Johnny Cash covered it. Okay.
Yeah, way later in life, too. Like,
so the meme was incorrect.
He was almost dead.
Well, if you want to go after that guy then for the meme, then yeah, congratulations. You
most memes sure. like that are wrong, to be
yeah,
honest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So then you can go after that person for that. But yeah, as far as you announcing Twitter, you can just go. Like, it doesn't really, yeah. Nobody really needs a goodbye.
By the way,
from anybody?
I know I've said this before, but Johnny Cash was the first emo.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's fucking gross.
Yeah. No, he got what he wanted. All you have, if you keep chasing the same person down, you're going to get him. It's like Mike Myers. You got to be proud of what Johnny did there. And RIP, he's been gone for a lot of years now. Jesus Christ, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I'm really proud of how he took barbiturates and amphetamines his entire life and stalked a woman for 10 years until she finally fucking married him.
That's what love is, dude. Yeah. That's what love is. He yeah. made it happen.
Yeah, he's that dude had he a little, he had work. A collection of little shoes in his basement. But the music's dope, so who cares?
I know. Who cares, man? We got to separate the art from the artist, I guess.
I mean,
and the racist too, I think.
That little
was he racist?
No, I mean, you have to separate the racist.
What oh, yeah, sure, sure.
That tour that they were on, I mean, that was just a traveling bus of sex predators.
Yep.
Jerry Lee Lewis, yep. Johnny
oh, yeah,
Cash.
Shit. Yeah.
Even Elvis, to be honest.
Yeah, like, Elvis was fucking underage girls, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, back then, no one cared. The legal age of consent and...
Wasn't it 14?
Well, the legal age of consent in most states right now is 16.
Oof.
In the vast majority of states, actually.
Yikes.
Yeah. It was improper, but it was, like, socially improper. It wasn't, like...
Yeah. It was like, are you going to marry that girl?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not she's in high school. And you're 40.
Oh, Richie Valens. Fuck. Remember La Bamba? He kept showing up at the high school to get homegirl. She was in high school, too.
Yeah, but he was 19 and Donna. She was 17. That's not the same thing.
Donna was her name. Yeah, but she was white. And that, you know, a lot of people look down upon that. Do you remember that movie?
If he had been a better looking guy, I don't think anybody would have cared.
I know. They really classed him up with
DOP. Can you pull up a picture of Richie?
Pull up the real picture of Richie Valens.
He is not a good looking
man.
And
then pull up Lou Diamond Phillips, LDP.
Yeah.
It's because he was a fat, a fatter dude.
He was 17. She was like 15, I think. Is that right?
I don't know. Pop up Richie Valens. There he is. So, because he died super young, but he looked like he was 45 years old. I mean, look at this guy. That's crazy, dude. Was that Donna, by the way?
I believe that's his wife, yeah.
Donna Ludwig. No, they never
married. They never got married. He died in a plane crash.
That's the girl then, yeah.
He died in a plane crash with Buddy Holly. Two of those fucks went down together.
She lives in a small community near Sacramento with her third husband.
Is she still alive? Oh, she's got three husbands?
Well,
maybe Donna was a bitch. Maybe Donna was the
problem. She was 16. He was 17. So that's not predatory. That was his high school love.
Maybe Donna was the reason he got on that flight. He was just like, man, fuck her, dude. I'd rather go down.
I mean, he probably gave her syphilis at some point, you would think, right?
You have to.
There's no way you're 17 years old on the road with Buddy Holly and fucking Johnny Cash and you're not getting syphilis.
I know. Is that Donna right there? Is that her?
I think this one's Donna, yeah.
Okay, pop it up on screen. Let's see it.
Forbidden Love.
Yeah.
She looked like she was Mexican.
She was 42.
Wait, is Richie Valens Mexican or is he like
No, he's Mexican.
Are you
sure? He's full Mexican, right? He's a real live Mexican, that guy.
I don't know.
I think he is. I think he's a real live Mexican.
Valenzuela is his last name. Steven Valenzuela.
That would make him Peruvian, I think.
Yeah.
Well, can we look up his origin?
I'm looking.
I'm going to go with Mexican.
He was born in L.A.
So. Yeah, he was Mexican. There we go.
Oh, there yeah, because Fernando Valenzuela.
Yeah, exactly. Mexican.
No relation.
No relation.
No, that's why Fernando always looked up at the sky as he was looking at Richie's plane right before it crashed.
Well, he should look up and ask God why he allowed Saudi Arabia to beat Argentina in the World Cup.
Man, they're saying that's the largest upset of all time.
25.
Certainly the most.
250-1.
Fuck yeah. Me,
dude. Let me explain how big of an upset this is. None of the Saudi Arabian players have pictures on any of the sports websites. When they show the teams and the lineups, it just says no photo.
Good for them, dude. Good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. Any chance? Okay, so here's, because I woke up to this. I don't know what time the match was. The first thing I thought was, any chance Saudi Arabia paid them off?
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of what it felt like to me.
I think that's what you need to assume.
That's exactly what I assumed when I woke up this morning.
By the way, you know who is partnered with Saudi Arabia to help them get the World Cup there in 2030?
Who?
Donald Trump.
Lionel Messi.
Shut the fuck up.
It's Lionel Messi, first of all.
Whatever. No, I go Lionel.
Lionel Richie. No.
Yeah, I go Lionel. No, I'm with you, Bob.
No, it's Lionel Messi.
In this country.
No surprise there. He had like a $45 million tax debt.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of tax trouble.
Sure has.
He's easy to compromise.
He fucking threw the match, dude. That's exactly what I thought. What was the final score?
2-1.
Oh, yeah. He threw the match.
By the way, Iran played and...
Again?
During their national anthem, all their guys sat there silently with their arms locked, and then the captain of the team afterwards said they support the protesters. Now, it's one thing for Megan Rapinoe to kneel for the anthem or whatever the fuck stupid shit she was doing because sometimes people who attack police officers get shot in the fucking face for it, shit like that. By the way, you know how many unarmed black people get killed by cops a year? Guess.
2.
9.
Okay.
On average,
right.
Not the 1,000 that Democrats think. Anyways, it's another thing entirely to do what the Iranians did so far in the World Cup and have to go back to a place where they're literally executing people for protesting.
Yeah.
That's balls.
Yeah, they're not going back.
They're definitely not going back. And it's going to be interesting to see how Qatar handles that as well.
Yeah. Things are, I don't know how the whole country's going, but there is at least one city where the riot police just refused to stop the riots. Like, they were like, we're not attacking the
protesters.
Iran
is like this close to revolution right now.
Be cool.
Yep.
It'd be cool, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's really should have been the case in 1973, but we fucked it up for them. So maybe they'll get it this time.
They were pretty Western.
Yeah. Now's their shot to come back, dude. We'll see what happens. They're rooting for those guys. Terrible soccer team, but congratulations on the protests. We got some Drinking Bros listeners in the show for Drinking Bro of the Week. Why don't you come on up, friend? Drinking some hard AFs all day long. Perfect week to do it, man. Raining in Austin all week. It's cold. Might as well hang out in a warm studio and get drunk with us, dude. Yeah, we appreciate you coming in here. Pop on in there. Put that little guy about an inch from your mouth there. It bends up and down. People don't. There you go.
Yeah, look at
boom.
That.
What's your full name?
Anthony.
Anthony, last name.
Tasker. T-A-S-K-E-R. Yeah,
proud of you. Taskmaster.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Absolutely. Thanks for having us on, dude.
Cheers, dude.
Appreciate it.
Cheers.
Hey, by the way, this Hard AF, this shit is fucking good.
Thanks, buddy.
This fucking, I mean, I'm from Arizona, you know, Phoenix area. So obviously we don't have it. So we came out here to, me and my buddy, we came out here to go hunting.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, he was like, hey, we need to stop by the studio and fucking pop in. So it was a little awkward, you know, you kind of like try not to be that fucking weirdo guy that just pops in, but.
We don't give a shit. Dude. We leave the doors open. You know that, right?
I know.
It's exactly like you hear on air. Sure. It's just, hey, come on in, get drunk. We're here.
Yeah, these things are fucking killer. I definitely recommend them highly.
Thanks, dude.
Not that I'm anybody important. Not that people are like, oh.
You are important.
Yeah.
But damn it.
These things are fucking good.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
You can get the new flavors now on hardafseltzer.com. You know the rules. Yeah. Who would you like to give the drinking bro of the week to?
Actually, my buddy that's with me. I can't give his name because...
He can't come up, right?
He can't come up because of his...
No, yeah. I understand.
But yeah, I'll give his...
Because of his sexuality?
He's one of those people.
Yeah, I get it.
I can give his first name, Nick. Okay. He's a cool guy, probably my best friend. Been doing this for a long time. We're in Iraq together. And then
no shit.
Yeah.
What'd you guys do over there?
I was in Balad.
Okay.
So, yeah, just we're cooks. No.
Really?
No.
Like Steven Seagal? I was like, dude.
No,
right.
No, nothing important. You know what I mean? I'm not a hero or anything. But, yeah, that's where we first met. And then been best friends ever since.
Nice.
Shit, we lived together for, what, 5 years or some shit?
You guys seen each other's dicks?
Oh, absolutely. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to.
I could probably fucking... I'm one of those scratch artists. You know what I mean? Like, if he ever went missing, they'd be like, what kind of dick does he got? I'm like, ah.
I think that's the first thing you give the police when they show up. And it's like, hey, can you give me a description of the gentleman that's missing?
Yeah,
let me start with his dick. It's going to be extremely detailed. I'm going to need 4 to 8 hours.
Well, I always said it was like, if he was burned alive... If I could see his penis, I'd know exactly. Like,
yeah,
that's my buddy.
That's
right there.
I need to see his cock,
right,
sir? We have dental records.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
I want to see his dick.
That's my buddy, right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's
his
my fucking hombre,
right? So, but no, it's great. I mean, so we've been I've been a listener for about 2 years. He actually got me onto it. He's been listening for about 4 or 5 years.
Hell yeah!
So
he's the real hero.
Oh, he's absolutely real. He's the reason why we're here. You know, it was funny because we were trying to fucking find this place, and then it was just like...
It's a huge sign now on the highway.
Yeah, but we're not from Austin. Well, my family lives in here, but I have property in West Texas. That's where we go. So,
gotcha.
He was like, hey, man. He's like, they're always telling us, like, come by.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck it, we're going to go. And I was like, all right, let's go. And then now we get here, and he's like, fuck, I can't really go on. And I was like, no, I get it. I'll go on for you. So
yeah, because of his job. I understand that. There was a woman here the other day. Same sitch. She was like, hey, dude, I love you guys. And I came to watch the show, but I can't come on this fucking show.
Yeah. Yeah. He's way more badass than me, but it's cool. So, yeah. But we brought you a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue to fucking say thanks, man.
I appreciate
it. For all the guys. Absolutely.
Are we, let's crack this on air.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's fucking do it, dude.
Got a glass.
Look at this. Whenever it's a fancy bottle, I get nervous around it. Is that weird? I don't know why. I always get nervous around it, like a fancy bottle of booze.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to fuck it up and smash it on the ground.
Yeah, I dropped a bottle of 1942 one time and I felt like a piece of shit.
Do you remember the show? We had the 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. So we drank the entire bottle of Pappy Van Winkle. Mm-hmm. So we hit it at my house. We were afraid. Eli was here at the time and I was like, that guy, he doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
We were afraid he was just going to drink it one night and be like, holy shit, it's a $2,000 bottle of booze, right? So we hit it at my house, and when we hit it, I had to bring it in. I felt nervous carrying it where I was just like, oh, man, what if I just fucking drop this?
Dude? Yeah.
Smashes all over the ground.
No, I had a bottle of 1942 I was going to give it as a gift, and I was walking out of the store all happy, you know, and I fucking, all I did is slip and went, boop, and it landed perfectly. And, went, shh. And then so I went back in to try to get another bottle, and they're like, no. Like,
yeah,
you fucked up. That's not my problem.
Somebody gave me a dirty glass, so I'm gonna.
And I think he was drinking out of this glass.
Dan was, and that's fine. He doesn't have anything.
Well, no, I just didn't want to be an asshole.
What'd you say? Somebody gave me a dirty glass, so I can't drink that.
How we do it next show, you know?
Nah, drink right out of the bottle.
Yeah. Okay.
What is it? How much is this? Is this really $250?
Yeah, 100%.
Fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. That is unnecessary, but we really appreciate it.
Well, you know, we don't want to be one of those fucking guys that just comes in.
And my white trash drink is straight.
You were, well, you know, well, no, you know, people come in here and they always bring you guys bottles. And we're sitting there and I was like, well, 1942. And he was like, well, they were just drinking it like a couple days ago.
It's there.
And
it's
I was like, fuck it. Let's get him fucking Johnny Walker Blue. Like, at least he'll remember us.
For sure.
You were in a fraternity and didn't drink or like hold Johnny Walker Blue to like this.
So I'm going to be totally fucking honest with you here. Like, didn't have that much cat. Like, the top of the line for us was, because we were making, like, Hunch Punch and, like, Ice House.
Right.
And we were only getting shit with, like, high ABV. But back then, it was fucking Beam, dude. Like, this doesn't.
Right. We would do Johnny Walker Black, which was pretty cheap.
Yeah. And then, Beam was the highest we went. Yeah.
Red or green. And then if someone got blue, you'd be like, oh, you fancy.
So Jim Beam was the highest we went. And then in Ohio, those are still state run liquor stores. So, like, it was far. There wasn't one on campus. So when you went, it was Beam. And that was about it. We've moved up in class.
Yeah, cheers. No, I was in Mexico City last October and for a wedding. So I was like, hey, you know, I'll buy the guys fucking shots of Johnny Walker Blue. And she was like, you might as well buy the bottle. And I was like, well, how much is it? She was like, it's only $150. And I was like, well, fuck.
That's good. God damn it, man. That's good. It's amazing being rich, isn't it? Like, when you can afford the nice shit like this.
Yeah, I mean, until attorneys get involved.
I'm not fucking rich right now.
I wish I was one time in life.
I mean, I have at certain points, yeah. And I can tell you this, dude. Having had money at certain points and then not at certain points.
Yeah.
You really are a happier person having fucking money. Yeah. If you have great friends and family, being fucking rich only enhances all that, and it's the best.
Oh,
never
yeah.
looking at your bank account is the fucking best. Dude.
So I can't really go into detail because I'm in a lawsuit actually. That's
no
kind
worries.
Of weird.
No
but
worries.
No, like back
against
in
against or for somebody's
against,
suing you.
Against okay, I'm against. Gotcha. Back in May, I was a millionaire and then lost it all. Yeah. I can't really go into detail. We'll talk about it
all
there.
Holy fucking shit.
Yeah. It's a legit story. Me and my buddy. Yeah.
Sure.
100%. Had multiple companies.
Do you think you'll win?
I can't really say. You know what I mean? Right now.
What's your guess?
Yeah. I'm probably like 70-30. 100%.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I have.
And the reason I ask, we've been in so many of these goddamn things. They never turn out the way you think they will.
You know, it's funny because like the way. You know, having money, like I was a broke white kid from Phoenix, you know what I mean? Joined the military, got really lucky with the businesses and my partners. Well, I thought, got stupid money and then came out of that, this whole storm. And, I was a fucking cocksucker, dude. Like, you know, like when you have money, you just like, you know what I mean? We went to Nashville, dude, I spent like 20 grand in Vegas. You know what I mean? You just throw money away. And then,
sure.
And then now when you lose it all, like I tell people, I'm like, you can tell the true definition of a character of a man when you have everything, you take it away from him and how he's going to react.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, what is he going to do? And, you know, I just picked myself up, you know, I had to move in with my parents, like a bunch of crazy shit. And, you know, I just got back on the horse, you know, and I wouldn't self-loathe and was like, poor me, you know what I mean? The world hates me. I was just like, hey man, like this is just, this is part of the movie where the hero falls and he's getting back up. You know what I mean? Like, and that's just kind of how life is. It's always, you know, you have hills and valleys and sometimes you're going to be really low and fucking life is going to suck. But then you have that group of people that I was always going to be with there. You know what I mean? Like my buddy, you know what I mean? Like he lives in Germany right now. I live in Phoenix, but we still make that time, you know? And there's a lot of people that reached out to me and was like, hey man, you're still a good person. Like, don't forget that, you know? And then when you get back up again, it's like you have a way different sense of character. You know what I mean? It's, you know, like money is fun. Don't get me wrong. Money is a fucking blast, but really it's about the people, man. It's about the connections.
It is. And that's what I'm saying. If you have the friends and family, then the money just enhances all of it, and it's a fucking blast.
Yeah, it is.
I don't do any crazy shit. I never did any crazy shit. I was always pretty responsible.
Even when, like, you're in the movies and stuff like that, and
all of it, man. I saved and I looked toward the future, and like, I don't know, maybe going back to the Jim Beam thing, like maybe it was because of that where I was just like, all right,
yeah.
I remember like the first thing, for example, like new guy reference, but having like a first like unbelievable glass of champagne that was like, well, you know, $200 or whatever it was. It didn't taste the same as like Asti Spumante for whatever reason. And I was just like, all right. So I would always invest in things or try to get properties or stocks or whatever. And then even carry it over to like my wife who I married. She doesn't like crazy shit like that either. So I've never had a Lambo. I've never had any of that. Like, we like nice restaurants.
Yeah. The experience, because you have the experience, right?
Yeah, but I also get to do things with her. So
yeah.
And we like going to, you know, concerts and sporting events and things like that. But yeah.
But those are memories. You know what I mean?
They are.
That's what you're paying for.
But even like the gambling thing. So MyBookie is one of our biggest sponsors. But I told them, I said, look, man, I'm not going to pick teams that I don't believe that I think the audience can't win on.
Yeah.
If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And there's nothing I can do about that. But then also, like, gambling wise, I don't really take the money out. I know I've told Delco this back in the day, but like, I don't really take the money out. Whatever I win, I'll kind of put on an Ohio State game or anything else.
Yeah.
It's not used for a mortgage or fucking anything like that. I don't view it as anything other than fun.
Yeah.
So, I've never taken that huge risk where I was like, man, I need that thing.
Because you guys
or
don't
blow
have that.
Like 20 grand in Vegas.
Yeah.
Like, I never did it.
You know,
I just, yeah.
You know, like, it's weird because, like, money just fucking, it just changes you. You know what I mean? Because, like, you have no money. And then being in the military, you know what I mean? Like, you have nothing. And then you just get a fuck ton of it. And you're just like, oh, I can do whatever I want. You know what I mean? And then you get it taken away. And you're just like, oh, that's wild. You guys don't have the apps out here, right? Like DraftKings and FanDuel and all that shit.
No. So, well, MyBookie is offshore. So that's how you're able to go online and do it. Because otherwise, man, I don't know if Texas is going to get gambling soon. I know California just shot it down, and Barstool was bitching about it because their entire company is owned by Penn National Gambling. And it's like, I don't know why it's not legalized in every single state yet. I know you have to have one brick and mortar open. The problem is the fight for that one brick and mortar. Everybody wants to own it. That you're going through endless, you know, red tape and legislation and all that shit. So I don't know if Texas will get it. And then certainly I don't know if they're getting weed anytime soon. Like, I mean, you're,
well, didn't they just kind of like help out with like the medical cards? You know what I mean? Like trying to like, now it's not as crazy to get a medical card, but
it's not as crazy. And the one thing that they did sign into legislation on accident was the Delta 9 shit.
Yeah. I saw that.
They didn't read the bill.
Yeah.
And so it's actually fucking weed. It's just labeled something else.
Yeah. I mean, like being in Arizona, I mean, it's like the Wild West. Like, I love it, man. I mean, like gambling, like, you know, everything's through an app. So, I mean, it just makes sports betting fun. It just makes like games fun.
And that's same. We'll throw a hundo. Like, I threw a 100 on Ohio State last night. Like, I'll just do it just to do it.
Yeah.
Now, Michigan, Ohio State, I all the money I've won this year is going into that game, but. You know,
I mean, it just
go.
Like two teams that you would never watch, you have an interest in. You're
totally.
Oh, like let's fucking
Thanksgiving.
Go.
Dude, that's exactly what I'm doing on Thanksgiving. You know? Yep.
So, I mean, to me, like that, it just kind of evolved sports a little bit more. You have a little bit more vested interest. You know, you're only betting $5 and you might get $7. You know what I mean? But still, you're paying attention a little bit more. You know,
and
it just
fun.
Makes it four.
Where are you at in Arizona?
Phoenix.
Okay, great. So we're going there for the Super Bowl and waste management next year.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
We'll be
I
out
got
there
a lot
raging.
Of context.
You got any bars that we can do live shows at and all that stuff?
Yeah, I could talk to you after.
We'll think about it. Let us know.
Are you guys
going to
stay on
there.
The Scottsdale side, or are you guys? Because I know that the PGA Tour, the Moose manage it. Like,
not sure.
Yeah,
I mean,
obviously, everybody's going to be in Scottsdale. There's a lot of cool restaurants, cool things. Westgate is where the Super Bowl is.
Okay.
It's I don't know, man. Like Westgate's cool, and they just try to take like a downtown area and move it West Phoenix. You know what I mean?
That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, like the Super Bowl. So obviously, I've been part of the Super Bowl a few times now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's. It's just organized chaos.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's fun,
been.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a blast. We've been a few years. We usually cover it every year. I think COVID was the only year we didn't.
Yeah.
But we'll be there this year, and we're looking forward to it. So we'll rage there.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for the Johnny Walker Blue Label.
Yeah.
Out there, everybody at home, we appreciate you stopping by. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, just go to Spotify and click a 5-star and walk away. That's all that you have to do. And then we'll be live here on Drinkin' Bros Sports for the College Football Pick'em Show in about 15 minutes. And that is on YouTube. The sports channel is unaffected, so we're there. But in the meantime, most of our content is on Patreon at Drinkin' Bros Podcast. So feel free to join us there and help out the Booth Boys. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Drinkin' Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.